Alei Shur Chelik Aleph Daf Kuf Nun. This is the fifth chapter. Acharei shizkarnu shemoisa midos haikariyos mekanos bekubinu. After mentioning briefly the main midos that operate within us, aleinu lakir sakoyach asher al yado hamidos meiriros osanu lifulois. We have to recognize the force through which the midos move us to action. Koyach zehu adimyoin. It's dimyoin, which we're going to translate as either the power of imagination, the power of fantasy. So in the first sentence, the author is telling us that the dimyon is a clutch. It links the engine to the wheels. The engine by itself produces force, but it's not directed, not joined to anything. The wheels, of course, cannot motivate, cannot propel themselves. The clutch connects the two. The dimyon is that which connects the midos, which cannot act in this world, to the body. It's an intermediate force. It's called the dimyon. Hamida atzma moyfi'a b'tudatein al-yaday rak al-yaday dimyonos. The midah itself appears in our consciousness only through fantasies. Kelomah, what we mean is tziurim shonim, various mental images hametarim lanu bivhirus rabah, that describe to us very clearly es asher hamidos shafois elav, that which the midos aspire to. Hadimyon meta'er lanu hana'os v'ta'anugim mizeh. So the dimyon describes to us various pleasures on the one hand, umilchama v'she'a machala v'asumidach. On the other hand, it can describe to us all sorts of mental images about war or destruction or various negative consequences of what we want or do not want to do. Kol mashu meta'er lanu chay lifnei inenu. Whatever the dimyon describes to us is vivid. V'anu ro'im es atzminu mamash b'matzavim shadmiyon meta'er lanu. We see ourselves, we lose ourselves in that situation. It's like a hologram in which you find yourself. You see yourself in that situation that the dimyon paints. Uverega shetzio omed lefoneinu. And in that moment, when the image is in front of us, anu margishim mamash kol ma she'alolim margish bo yisum atzav. We literally sense what would be sensed under those conditions. One's pulse can go up. If a person is imagining a certain confrontation with a person, one's heartbeat goes up and blood pressure goes up because it's so vivid what the dimyon does. Zeh kuchos shel hadimyon, that's the power of the imagination. Says Sfornoi in Parshas Bereshis, v'hanachash hu hasatan hu yetzer hara rav hanezek, capable of immense harm im mi'ut yesein yireh, even though it is hardly visible. Uchva amuzal, he continues, Chazal tells us, Shaya Samael rechev alav, that malach was riding upon the nachash. What does that mean? Vehu, Sheakoyach hamachati, the force that causes us to err, Yaaseze beemtzeu sakoach hamedame, it does so through the power of dimyon, through the imagination. That's what it means, that it's riding on it. It uses as a tool. Hamovil alav dimyonei ha'tanugim achomim, that streams to the person various mental imagery about benefits and pleasures, hamatim miderech hashlemus, that cause us to stray from the path of perfection. Ki omnam hakoyach hamisaveh, the power of desire, of lust, im dimyonei hatanugim, together with the mental imagery produced by the dimyon, hamovilim elav, hem hametzavim lakochos hagashmiim, they instruct our physical forces, our poalim, like we said before, it's the clutch that connects the two. So it instructs our bodies, hamachti'im kavanas rotzon ha'el yisborach, that then miss, machti'im in the literal sense of to miss the intent and the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on condition, keshelo yiskomem aleim hakoach ha'sichli, when the power of the mind does not stand up to them, v'imche b'hem, and protest at them, v'chulei. So this phone holds the nachash here, and this malach that rides upon him, it essentially is the dimyon. The author says, "Hadimyonos ma'asekim osanu kol kach." Imagination preoccupies us to such an extent. Here, preoccupation in its widest sense, daydreaming. It preoccupies us so much, shelifamim anu mishta'ashim b'tziurim achayim shel tanugim, that we amuse ourselves with these vivid pictures of certain activities, ki'ilu ayu mamashiyim, as if they're literal. People daydream. Ve'anu mevalim, and we spend umevatlim, and waste bahem zman rav, much time. Hen anu chayim b'olam ha'dimyon, to a significant extent, we live in a world of fantasy. Oilam shalem, an entire world shel dimyonei tanugim u'fachadei shav, of imaginary pleasures and unjustified fears. In this, the dimyoin constitutes the polar extreme, the polar opposite of the mind. The mind aspires to the truth, to reality. Through the mind, we can ascertain and achieve certain spiritual accomplishments. We can understand our obligations. Sometimes the imagination also uses intellectual arguments in order to validate for us our aspiration for various pleasures or certain fears. It's not always just raw enjoyment that it paints to us. It often uses intellectual calculations. Sometimes it's difficult to discern whether our thoughts are rooted in pure mind or dimyoin. One needs to be smart and to pay special attention to this, to try and ascertain where, what the source is of one's calculations are. Hadimyoin er ba'adam miyaldusoy. The imagination is active in the person from the very beginning. Tinok ve'yelad hem inam yitzurei dimyoin. A toddler, a child, are products of imagination. We all know this. Pe'amim rabois. The problem is that very often, teku'im dimyonos yelduti'im be'adam. A person is stuck with childish imagination and fantasies. Ve'einu yachol ishtachem. I mean, he cannot free himself from them gam b'yosef mevugar, even when he grows older. A psychologist once said, "Lu hayu dimyonos v'yiruvei adam ra'im u'mushchatim." Had it been that the fantasies of a person were evil and corrupt, then it would have been worthwhile at least to battle them. But usually, in the majority of cases, they are so childish that a person is just embarrassed by them. He tries to push them, to eliminate them from his consciousness, sensing that they just do not suit, they don't fit an adult. Even as we grow older, we accumulate new fantasies. And the majority of people, they wear away the years in cultivating fantasies that fill their entire hearts. Had it been a project to merely classify, categorize the various layers of the psychology, the power of imagination would not take such a wide space in our description. It would stand in one line, equal with other psychological forces. Rambam enumerates them there, Shmona Pakim, an introduction to Pirkei Avos. Hazan, Hamargish, Hamedame, Hamisorer, Vasichli, various forces, various components of one's psychology. The Rambam meter shem es hadimyon shehu fantasia. The Rambam calls dimyon, it's fantasy. So, had that been a project, it wouldn't be so prominent. Ulam ha'ever mibchinas yidias atzmeinu. When we look at it from the perspective of self-knowledge, which is what this shar is, toifes hadimyon makom chashuv moed. The dimyon is very prominent. It's extremely important. Because we dwell in the world of fantasy more so than in any other spiritual world. An awful scene. Next to a person in front of us, there's an image of that person. Which is almost the exact opposite of this person. I don't know if Oscar Wilde ever learned Alei Shur, but not Oscar Wilde, Robert Stevenson, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that type of thing. You're the same person ostensibly, but it's polar opposites. There's the Mr. Hyde and there's the Dr. Jekyll. Same person, but totally different. It's Stevenson, I think, who wrote it. And that's what he's speaking about. You see the person and then his image, which is almost completely different. That image is Mash Adam Ze Medamelius, is what this person imagines himself to be. But Temunah Dimyonis Shani Yotzrim Atzmenu, in this fantasy that we create of ourselves, our imaginary selves, Nedarim Kol Yikuyei Nefshenu, what's missing is all of our shortcomings. That's airbrushed away. Instead of those shortcomings, there are achievements, abilities, talents. Those achievements and talents that we do have in reality, but in that image, that imaginary picture of ourselves, they are magnified 1,000-fold. You can see why that image is very different to the actual person. Sometimes in this imaginary picture, our talents are actually missing. The dimyon doesn't appreciate them. Doesn't recognize them. And talents that we do not have take their place. So it's a completely distorted picture of ourselves that we're carrying. This imaginary picture is not like a shadow that accompanies its master quietly. It's much worse. It's the person who lives in the shadow of his dimyon. It's the dimyon that's driving here, and the person actually lives in his shadow. It's this imaginary picture that speaks from his throat. He has zoimimus mizimusav. It is what manipulates his thoughts. That's what drives his words, his actions. It's the dimyon that drives the person. A person who truly wishes to know himself, he must pay attention to this imaginary cloud, shadow, that accompanies him, and make an effort to see himself as he is. Onwards. Rabbeinu HaGaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zichro Yagen Aleinu Kuiseh Begez Amusar. This is a passage that the author quotes a number of times both here and in the second volume. It's a magnificent passage. Rabbi Yisrael begins, Ha'adam Asur B'muskaloi V'chofshi B'dimyonoi. Man is shackled in his mind and free in his imagination. It's remarkable. The author in the second volume explains that the mind has to operate according to certain logical rules. That's what means it's shackled. The mind, if it wants to operate, works according to the rules of logic. The dimyon is completely free. You can picture various things that are not possible physically. But the mind is free. You can imagine whatever you wish. And the author has a magnificent definition in the second volume. He says that, to paraphrase Israel, that one's mind, thinking intellectual thoughts, is responsible, the dimyon is irresponsible. Because the mind thinks about consequences, the dimyon doesn't. Just pictures and doesn't think about consequences. A thought which is intellectual is a responsible thought, the dimyon is irresponsible. You can do all sorts of things in your imagination. So it's all encompassed in this magnificent statement that man is shackled in his mind, free in his dimyon. Dimyonoi moilechoi shevav, his dimyon can lead him astray, Bederech lev retzonoi, just in the path of his whims, bal yechas meheasid havadai, so that he does not fear the certain future, meaning the certain consequences. Eisifkoed Hashem al kol mif'alav, when Hashem makes a calculation of a person's entire doings, uvishvatim kashim yivaser, and that possibly he'll be hurt through the serious judgment. And he imagines, bal yilached zar biglaloi, he must know that it won't be another person who will be caught in his place. He himself will carry the consequences of his deeds. The one who does the avera and the one who gets the consequences, the same person. Marahi, and it is a bitter end. A person should not say, I'll be able to bear it. The author will now explain this phrase by phrase. Moine Rabbeinu Bazeh, Rabbi Israel here enumerates, all the various, Lishamim is to slip away all the excuses, the rationalizations that the dimyon invents. that first of all, Sheki'ilu Ein Mishpat. So that's when Rabbi Yisrael speaks about the fact that the Mion tries to make us believe that what is a certain consequence won't happen, as if there's no judgment. Ve'im yesh mishpat, if there is, ein ha'inashim chamorim kol kach, it won't be so serious. That's the phrase in Rabbi Yisrael, uvishvatim kashim. No, it will be a very serious judgment. Ve'im afilo ha'inash chamor, and even if you accept that the consequences are very serious, hu achoyte lo yanesh, it won't be him. Uchilu achen yidon mikum, it'll be another person. That's when Rabbi Yisrael says, no, bali lachet zar biglal, it's not some other person who will be held accountable for you. Ve'im afilu batzmo yanesh ha'inash chamor, even if he, the individual, will be the one accused and judged, he calms himself, he'll be able to bear the pain. And therefore Rabbi Yisrael says, Marahi, you should know it's bitter, and Bal Yom Adam Zecholi Ve'Eseinu, don't say that it's easy to bear. The first step towards Yiras Chet, the Dimyon twists and distorts straight thought, and twists it in the path of its whims. Rabbi Yisrael continues, Oy ladimyoin oyev hara alaze. Woe to this power of fantasy, this evil enemy. Miyadeinuhu, it comes from within us. Bechoichenu alchego, we do have the power to drive it away. Betiteinu oizen kasheves elasechel, we pay close attention to the mind. Lehaskil al devar emes. Umanase, but watch, what can we do? It's a difficult battle. Hadimyoin nachal shitev, the dimyon is like a raging river. Ve'aseichel itba, and the mind drowns. Now, just now we'll quote the end of the sentence. There's something coming. But the danger is that this raging torrent and the mind is about to drown. The author just interrupts here to make a comment. Milevan ma shekol yachid margish bekirbo yamitasat yozeh. Besides the fact that every individual can sense within himself the truth of this description, he flee Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, zichrono levracha, leagdir baze zroch tkufasenu bimiuchad. What he does is to capture the zeitgeist. He captures the spirit of our times. And this is 250 years ago. It's immeasurably more pronounced today. Bitkufois kedumois, in ancient times, in antiquity, oid hikira ha'enoshus ba'ideal, humanity still recognized the ideal shel isalus rochanis, of spiritual growth, uvata'anug shel avodah rochanis, and the pleasure that can come with spiritual endeavors. Kehayoim, but today, ta'anugam shel roi bnei adam u bidur zol, the pleasure of most people is cheap entertainment. Kriyas dvarim, reading material, uriyas machazois, and seeing certain things, chasrei tochen ruchani, without the devoid of any spiritual content whatsoever, hamalhivim umasvim achberg zemir, they're designed to excite and to satiate only one's fantasy. It's the cheapest entertainment. Yad hata'amula hazola biyaser, the cheapest propaganda, advertising, finds its way into the most important political decisions. One only has to consider what happens in the United States in electoral season. The way that the advertising industry just insinuates itself into the most important political decisions, and the whole thing is just dimyoin. Instead of intellectual argumentation, instead of the facts and arguments, what comes is the appeal to the mob's imagination. Over and above of all of this, he gives the source over there. Dimyon is so powerful, it can bring people to this. The stomach becomes their god. And that's, again, one sees this, a multi-billion dollar industry centered around food. And how many times you're out every weekend in this restaurant and this particular trend in cuisine these days. And mamash, an entire huge industry centered on one's stomach. And Torah Samal Bushem, even worse. The Torah is fashion. The world of fashion is just incredible, the resources, the expense that goes into it. That's their terror. Umusaram chizuk mishkenem. The musar is home improvements. I don't think we need to say any more. So here the author quotes the end of that phrase in Rabbi Israel. Hadimyoin nachal shitef, the imagination is like a raging torrent, v'aseichel yitba, and the mind might just drown, im loy noyilicheu be'onia, unless we put it in a ship. Unless you provide it with some vessel in order to float on top of this raging torrent. Here rigshas nefes usaras ruach. It's what Rabbi Yisrael calls hispa'alus. It's that part of learning Musar. I'm just pointing out of here that the author also speaks about the Mion in the second volume, Chelek Beis Tav Kuf Lamed Hei Ois Dalet, and elsewhere. But that's a major point of the Tav Kuf Lamed Hei Ois Dalet. So again, the last point Rabbi Yisrael is speaking about hispa'alus, which is a component of learning Musar. Mitzashim will get to it, in particularly in Chelek Beis. That's by way of introduction to Dimyon. Ad kan.